It is KMRS, 1230 AM, 107.7 FM. It's Murphy in the Morning. Time now for our community connection. We've got Marshall Hoffman here. How are you today, sir?
Very good, Murphy. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Yeah. So we're talking about the Morris Area Arts Boosters. You have the 18th annual, which is great, Arts Festival and Carnival coming up, this Saturday it looks like, from 11 to 1:30. And a ton of stuff is going on here coming up this weekend. So, yeah, why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, it's kind of become a tradition there at the school. 18th annual, although we've had a few years of disruption with the COVID years, but otherwise we've been going at it for quite a while now. It is our largest fundraiser of the year for the Arts Boosters, and what we do is we provide arts enrichment opportunities for all the students in the Morris School District. So, for example, we just recently had a board meeting and we approved some funding for some artists in residence for the second grade. They're gonna bring in local artist Della Conroy to teach some basic painting stuff,
nice
skills for the kids there. And then we also approved gave a partial funding for a large program for the third grade. They're gonna bring in some pottery artists to work with some ceramics, teach the kids some of that basic skills there. So that should be a real fun thing. We've been doing that kind of stuff for many years, and we recently sent two bands to the Jazz Fest and clinics that were at the University of Minnesota Morris. So some of the high school jazz bands enjoyed that program recently. So that's just kind of a sample of what we do, and we kind of touch upon all aspects, whatever requests that come in there. The event itself, the Arts Festival and Carnival, it's kind of a family-friendly event to showcase the arts. We have a lot of carnival games and prizes. We're going to have some of our old favorites that we usually do that the kids enjoy, and we try to rotate them every year to make it a little bit different from the previous year. Bring back some old favorites. We're going to bring one back that was pre-COVID years. I won't say what it is, but it was a very popular one. A little bit noisy, perhaps, but a popular one. We also have a hugely popular cakewalk. We call it a creative cakewalk because people get very creative with how they design them. It's always fun to see. It's always a great display there. There may be live music accompanying that. We're working on that. Otherwise, either way, it's a fun event, and that's very, very popular part of the program. We also have some live entertainment going on from some student performers. And there'll also be a little bit of a showcase of the Footnotes Studio of Dance. They're bringing a few groups to perform at the event. So that's great. Another thing that was very popular last year was karaoke for prizes, we called it. And so it'll be bigger and better this year. We've got that's coming back.